First Place Article 100 Questions by Lonnie Ricks. The list was intimidating until I discovered all the answers in one place. Since my primary days, I have always known the facts. I knew that the Book of Mormon was the Word of God. I knew that the Book of Mormon was a companion to the Bible and that I should read it every night. I did this. Unfortunately, I was just reading. I somehow missed out on the whole search, ponder, and pray aspect of Scripture study. During my junior year of high school, my attitude and method of study took a complete turnabout. At school, a non-member friend, Jennifer Cotton, approached me. In her hands were several sheets of paper. The first sheet was titled, in bold letters, Questions for Lonnie. I took the sheets of paper willingly, shoved them into my backpack, and rushed off to class. Later that week, the questions surfaced in my backpack, and I began to read them through. As I flipped through the pages, I realized they were exactly 100 questions about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 100 questions. I felt an overwhelming sense of inadequacy. I fell on my knees and pleaded with my Heavenly Father to help me answer these questions, which ranged from, why am I here, and where am I going, to, do all Mormons have to ride their bikes everywhere? I felt the promptings to open my Scriptures. The first verse that caught my eye was, therefore ask, and ye shall receive. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For he that asketh, receiveth, and unto him that knocketh, it shall be opened. 3 Nephi, chapter 27, verse 29. Tears welled up in my eyes, and I felt the Spirit so strongly around me. I knew that with help from my Heavenly Father, I would be able to answer the questions. I spent hours poring over the Scriptures. Amazingly enough, there were several Scriptures, if not hundreds, to help answer the questions which had seemed so inconceivable only hours before. The next day, I proudly handed Jennifer her answers, along with a brand new copy of the Book of Mormon engraved with her name. Tears were in her eyes as she hugged me. She expressed her gratitude for the gift and explained that no one had ever done anything this nice for her before. I received a call that night. Jennifer excitedly said she couldn't wait to tell me that she had finished reading 1 Nephi, only she pronounced it Nephi. I cannot ever express the joy I felt at that moment. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9 states that we must stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things. Had I not stood as a witness of God, I would not have had the opportunity of seeing Jennifer baptized, a member of the church. I now have an incredible testimony of the Book of Mormon. No matter what my need or problem, I know that I can turn to my Scriptures, and through searching, pondering, and praying, I will find the answer. End of the First Place Article, 100 Questions, by Lonnie Ricks. Q&A.